Okay, we are back from executive session at 8:25. I lost my pen already. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead. Next item up, item 9, please.
Item 9 is a resolution to authorize participation in an EPC. This is a retail purchase of electrical service through DP&L Energy Retail Incorporated. We were invited, along with a few other school districts, to participate. Basically, it takes our discount from 12% to 18% starting in August of 11 and extending through December of 12, and with a fixed rate not to exceed 1.5 cents kilowatt hour through June of 14. For me, it's a no-brainer. I think you have to, it's something that we need to participate in because it helps us.
Didn't I see that note from Mike? Between 85 and 100,000 savings for us. Is that per year or is that over the life of the contract?
Per year.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Is that 6.5, Larry? You said 1.5.
6.5.
Okay.
I think I said 6.5 at first, and then I went back. And it's 6.5.
Okay.
That's for a kilowatt.
Anybody have any other questions on that?
Can I get that right at my house?
Exactly.
Build a couple schools on your property, and yeah.
Okay. That's the only question I have.
I move then that we accept the resolution to authorize participation with EPC.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Freudberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Lester?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 12 are a couple of board policy manual revisions. Both are as a result of recent changes at the state level. One is the administering of medicines to students. That's JHCD in our policy. And then the other is the acceleration policy, which is IKEB, which has to do with all sorts of academic acceleration, early entrance into kindergarten, and early graduation from high school.
I have a question. Do we have enough nurses?
For the meds?
Yeah. Don't you have to have one in every building?
Yeah, as long as they have to be monitoring it. I mean, it's one of these things where you're probably going to be challenged with the numbers. Once you see how many kids are going to bring have to receive medication. It's one of the laws that you're just going to have to monitor and see what you're being challenged with. Yeah. Right now, I think we do, and we have enough monitoring. But in the future, it's hard to tell because you don't know who's going to arrive at school and with what medications and when they need to take them.
All right.
Any other questions?
Nope.
I need a motion to accept that, then, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. No problem.
Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Lassner?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
I do have a question back on that, though, Larry. Is that administering medicines? Is that prescription only, or is that, everything?
Well, depending on which level, we have a policy which calls out over-the-counter and prescription up to certain grades. The high school level, we allow over-the-counter if they just have certain dosage with them, not excess of a day dosage in our policy. Mostly this is prescription meds, but it can be over-the-counter, depends on what grade level. Item 11 is 2011-2012 salary schedule for substitutes and other hourly rate employees.
And it's the same as last year's, right?
Same as last year, same as the year before that, and the same as the year before that. Really hasn't moved.
Except for nurses, right?
Except for nurses a year ago.
last year.
Right. So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Maybe.
Yes.
Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Lassner?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 12, staff resignations. You have four resignations there in front of you, two on the regular agenda and two on the agenda.
Well, again, certainly we're going to miss three of those people for sure, but I think it, you know, we should at least say a few words as your resignation. You know, I think 40 years of outstanding service to this district is going to be, you just can't replace that. And your job that you've done in this district is just exemplary by far. And so, I mean, I know you're still going to be here for six more months anyways. But I just want to say, what, you know, it's certainly been an honor to sit at this table with you, and it will be for the rest of your time here. But I just want to say that.
Appreciate it.
Nothing else? I need a motion to accept that, please. Or comments? Or
well, I'd just like to make a comment today. Told Larry this before. I don't know the other folks on here, but I do know Larry. I mean, we kid around a lot, and I tell him he's probably forgotten more about running a school district than a lot of people know. And I know it does not come with a lot of pain and a lot of angst and aggravation, but also a lot of dedication to this district. I mean, I moved into the area 15 years ago and, you know, was looking for private schools because didn't know the area and was worried about this, that, and the other. And just talking around and everything else, they said, why would you ever do that? I mean, you know, Marysville schools are just great. They're fantastic and blah, 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 and everything else. And here I found out that the superintendent actually lives across the street from me. But, you know, so Larry's not only my friend, but I've seen him work, and our kids have grown up together. He is absolutely going to be missed here, but thank God I'll see you on my porch, you know, you know, having a beer or two maybe. You know, you don't have to write that down. but absolutely. I miss you. I can't believe you're going to do this, but I congratulate you. Very good.
I served on this board for about 10 years and worked with Larry very closely. And unless you've known the work and what he's done in the 10 years as far as the trust, the rapport that he has with community leaders and teachers and staff and board members, and I could go on and on and on, you know, you just can't learn to really appreciate what he has brought to this district. And when he mentioned about resigning, and I said, you need to. And the reason why, from a selfish viewpoint, I could say, no, stay here and run the business. But from a personal viewpoint, I say, you know, it's time for you to take time for Larry instead of time for everybody else. And I've appreciated working with him over the years, and I trust him, and he's a good leader for the community. So. He handed my son the graduation diploma when he was in kindergarten, and he handed him his graduation. So
that's pretty funny. Yeah.
And on that note, Lydia's going to be mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Already heard about it.
Yep.
Won't sign her diploma. It's a great community, you know. And again. I probably look at things differently. The community is my boss. You know, and I'm in and out of community counseling. And I feel as though I have a good sense of what it is. But also I've finally listened to my family and maybe have a good sense to listen to them a little bit too. Because they're worried about the hours. They're worried about, you know, state funding cuts. They're worrying about the time that's going to be involved to, you know, take a look at what we need to do. I'm very proud of where we are. I know I got some information today that I knew already that we were going to hit 26 of 26 standards. We're going to be excellent as a district, but also learned today that we're going to be, each building will be excellent also.
Wow.
In each
fantastic.
That's never happened before, ever. And we'll know next month whether, as a district, we'll be excellent with distinction, and each building is in line to be excellent with distinction also.
Wow.
With because of their level. If they, if ever all of them hit value added, then it will take them to that level also. You know, the goal was set, we hit it. You can't, you know, when you go out with a perfect grade card.
Yeah, we'll try not to screw it up. Yeah.
and the staff, we work hard together. We've made some tough decisions together. We've argued together, agreed to disagree together. But at the end of the day, we always agree that we were in this business together. And that is the true spirit of what I've always loved about Marysville. I had lots of options over my career to do other things. It always boiled down to coming back knowing that this is where I wanted my family to be. But it's time.
Okay. All right. Then
I move that we accept the 4 resignations.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Item 13 is employment of staff. You have some on regular agenda and also on the agenda. And again, we've had some late resignations, so that's the reason why they're on the agenda. You have, I believe, 3 there. One, you're hiring for Trinity, paid for through auxiliary funds, so it's no expense to the district. And 2 then are both high school teachers, one's an English teacher, one's a science teacher at high school due to resignations.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Ms. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 14, district substitutes and home instructors listed below are substitutes and home instructors recommended for employment for the 11-12 school year on an as-needed basis. And those are all classified.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 15 are extended day contracts. Outlined below are extended day contracts that are being recommended for the 2011-2012 school year. These are with some reductions as we passed last month as a board. We have fewer extended days being awarded.
I apologize. What was the reduction rate?
About 30%.
Okay.
Overall.
Right.
Some positions more than others.
Right. I just wanted to make sure I refresh my memory. You have a question? Ms. Freudenberg?
No, I don't. I do, but it's not about this. So, we'll go ahead.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 16 are supplemental contracts. Outlined below are specific recommendations related to the employment of certificated and non-certificated individuals in supplemental positions for the 11-12 school year, again, on an as-needed basis. Again, these are positions that have some, these are positions that were offering up, and they're the ones that aren't being offered up, so that we have made the reductions on the supplemental side also. These are the ones that are being recommended.
And these also include the reductions that we made last month?
Well, if you made a reduction last month, they're not being...
Well, I mean, they...
Taking into consideration the reductions of 24... activity directors or coaches.
Right, that was one of my questions.
Correct.
Yes, thank you.
Other than athletic director, is that the only one that would be considered new to the supplemental schedule?
The athletic director, actually middle school athletic director, reverts back to the way it was done prior to having a full-time person, it reverts back to that person being given a supplemental contract outside of their day. Part of their duties will be covered by the assistant principal, the daytime duties, because the athletic director will be teaching full time. And this supplemental actually covers some of their, well, a lot of their extra time at night, Saturdays, and those kinds of things as they run those activities. There are fewer activities at the middle school, but still, when you separate all that out, still lots going on there, especially after school and Saturdays. One of the things also, just as a side note, I've talked to Jeff about this at middle school football, we may have more kids out for seventh grade football than we have uniforms.
Actually, it's in the paper today.
Was it? Mm. So we've got a choice. We've got some decisions to make there. We've never cut in football ever before.
Was there some, for some of these sports?
And we have fewer coaches there, too.
A ratio that you were trying to meet, like one teacher or coach per so many students?
There is a ratio in the formula that we use. It's a little different. It's a little different by activity and by... Some of these are what we would consider more dangerous activities,
right.
Like football. You want the
as group. Opposed to band. Yeah, I
so
that.
It's small. So some of these activities would have more kids responsible.
Now, let's say we didn't do the reductions for these this year. Would that issue still not be here because they don't have enough uniforms?
Yeah, we'd have to figure out a way to do
it. Now, what's the cost? What's the cost of those additional?
$300.
Per
uniform.
So, I mean, total cost of $3,000-$4,000?
Probably.
And was that something the district pays or does the boosters pay?
Generally, that's a boosters issue. At the middle school level, though, you never have to worry about it because, generally speaking, those uniforms kind of filter down. Sometimes those are fifth-generation uniforms.
Classics is what they call them.
Throwbacks.
What middle school kids should be wearing, actually. But it's we just don't have enough of them. They've worn out. We haven't replaced them. We haven't had the budget. They haven't had the fundraising over the last several years to sustain it. So that's kind of the dilemma we're in.
Now, if all those kids signed up, though, we still wouldn't have enough coaches.
It wouldn't be any different if you had more kids come out for band than you had uniforms.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, sometimes, you know, they'll come to us and say, you know, enough uniforms, and we, you know, you're kind of in a dire strait, you know. In my history, we've helped band out once. We've helped the athletics out once, I think, in some uniform.
But if they all signed up, would we have enough coaches now for them, or would we have to add additional coaches?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got the level number of coaches that you said you were going to have.
Right.
That's the issue. So we'll have to look at the ratio. With that said, I don't think I would want to place any of us in a liability situation.
No, I
wouldn't
either.
That would say that we've got more kids in a dangerous activity than what we really want.
I mean, I'm just going back to, you know, this is the point where there's no easy decision. I know this board had talked about, you know, the technology person at Creekview, you know, that affects every student in the district. You know, if those funds came rolling back in, now it's, you know, where are you going to roll those funds to?
But we'd also look at volunteer.
Yeah,
look for volunteers.
You look for volunteers.
I'm sure before we start cutting kids, people
correct.
Will step forward and say,
correct.
I'm a volunteer.
The bigger issue, I think, are uniforms than posted from volunteers.
How long ago was it? I was talking to somebody, and they were saying it was one too far long ago. Where we had mostly volunteers at the middle school.
Oh,
right?
No. Yeah. I've been here 40 years, and I was hired as a middle school football coach.
Okay. It didn't seem very accurate, but...
Leather helmets and all.
There are a lot of rumors out there that are unsubstantiated, and that would be one of them. Because I've been here a long time, and it's never occurred in my career. There's always been... And they were there before I was there. Jerry Collette was there years before I was ever there.
Did we have volunteers and we don't
you
now?
You have volunteers. You still have volunteers at that level.
Okay.
You always had volunteers.
I think Red Grange.
Red Grange probably was, he played on my team.
Well, in fact, we had Kyle Murdoch's on the agenda tonight for volunteer coach.
Yeah. Most people don't know Red Grange.
When you were looking at the reductions for that, I mean, that was...
I was assuming a certain
level...
Well,
yeah, it was based upon a certain amount
correct.
Of students.
Absolutely correct. And if we have more, we'll have to look at it. I'll let you know. Again, my issue is making sure we're taking care of the kids.
Right.
And I don't want... I'm definitely not going to place any of us in a liability situation.
No.
So you haven't voted on it, I don't think. I think I entered into a conversation
right.
before you voted.
No, I don't.
That's
all
right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then there's some on the back page, on your addenda as well.
On the addenda, correct. There are some supplementals there.
Yes. All right, I need a motion to accept those if there's no other question.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Abstain.
Mr. Breaker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yeah. Okay, motion carries.
Item 17 are district volunteers. There you have some volunteers there for not only coaching, but also, the coaching and one for band.
And there's one on the back page.
And one on the addenda also. Also a coach. I think that's most. Yeah, it's
yeah, cool. Golf.
Big Bill with a golf club. Right.
It's a little girl.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Breaker?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 18 is a donation to the district, $250 from Dr. Hurl, Rod Hurl. Yeah, Rod's an interesting guy. He's been great for me my entire time here. I had his kids in school, and he used to live down Hickory, and he would hold court for me every once in a while, just kind of give me what for. But he called after the last... I think it was after the May board meeting, after we made some reductions, and said he wanted to make sure that the high school science department had some additional dollars. So he donated $250.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Breaker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 19 is the discussion of board policy revisions.
Yeah, those were suggested by the board. I guess the first one was to have our supporting materials 5 business days prior to the board meeting.
Yes. And the reason for that is to give the board members ample time to review whatever the supporting documents are and be able to ask questions if need be. And then give administration the opportunity to respond to any questions.
So does that mean that if we give them to you 5 days prior to, that you'd make sure that we got at least 2 days prior to the board business days?
I would hope so. Because as it is now, if we receive them Thursday or Friday afternoon or late, we're reviewing them Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday morning, then getting our questions.
We're trying to get them out Wednesday.
Then getting our questions to you on a weekend, which, I mean, I certainly don't expect either of you to be answering questions on, the weekend of things that are here, and obviously not with you.
So then does that mean that if we don't have them, then it doesn't get on the agenda?
Well, I can't imagine the business is going to stop a week before the meeting.
What do you mean?
Well, some of these things on our addendum weren't in the documents, or something comes up, forecast wise. I mean, certainly business happens that week before our board meeting.
Right, and I understand that. And no, that's not what I was suggesting at all. But just so that we could get, this time wasn't so, we didn't have so many documents to review. But some of the meetings are quite a few documents to review, and to give us, you know, we might want to do some research on it to learn more about it or ask questions to understand it better.
Especially when we're voting on things that involve dollars or people, and I mean that are significant or even somewhat,
right?
You know.
My recommendation would be to change your board meeting night from a Monday night to another night, so that you have weekends to read about and Monday to ask questions, and maybe Tuesday have your board meeting or whatever. Five business days is a long time in this business. You know, lots of things crank and fast. So, but you do what you want to do. I mean, I would have a very tough time getting a board agenda done that's firm 5 days, almost 7 days. It would be 7 days out. It would be done and out to you on a Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know how you.
I guess my only issue with that is you would get it, we're going to get information filtering in all week. It's going to be, you know, this came up, this thing, I got to add this, I got to add this. By the time the board meeting comes around, you know, your agenda is going to look like, you know, this. That would be my only issue. That, and as well as I really, honestly, I don't want to see fiscal information a week old. I just don't. I mean, I want to see the
latest. Well, as it is now, Cindy brings us updated if something has happened to update it when she's given it to us.
Then I got to look at it twice.
But I mean, like at High Point, they cut their numbers pretty early in the month, and we get it at the end of the month. The reports are based on early month, and treasurer there said, well, I'm going to try sending those out to you, the board, early in the month so that we have them, they're timely. And then if there's a relevant change during the month, then that can be updated at the board. But to me, it seems like the most important thing would be that the board is prepared,
sure,
and the board is able to, you know, legitimately look at research, ask questions, and make, you know, vote according to what they think is best in the community's interests. And if we're getting this stuff, we're not having that time to do that, then...
It seems to me, and I'll kind of go back to what Larry said, the weekend, that's when I read my stuff. I mean, that's just when I happen to have, you know, time to sit down with a cup of coffee and read that stuff. So, you know, maybe the better solution is to move that meeting so that you have
right.
that time to look at it and to research it, and then Monday's not a, you know,
right.
These
well,
are all
that's
my,
also a busy work day for a lot of people.
Right. You know, I got all these questions, and I need them tonight. So maybe, you know, maybe the idea would be just to move that date forward to a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Which would be fine, but if you're still only going to do 48 hours.
Yeah, we'd have to expand the hours.
Well,
I would think
no, we'll just do it on that. We'll just do it on that
Friday
before, and then move your meeting up to a Tuesday or Wednesday.
You know, Friday, end of a business week for us, would you know, that would be a good time to get stuff out, actually. But there's still going to be addenda.
Which is fine, but, you know, if you shoot for having that, you know, 4 days to review, you know,
I mean,
understanding
even,
that things will get updated.
Even information going out on Thursday for a Tuesday meeting, that would make some sense for me. You know, I think your biggest issue is up against the weekend and you're at a Monday.
Yeah.
I think so.
Right, and then not having
any reaction time.
Right.
Or
you know, maybe
or
because
to
of
call
work
somebody,
not being
you know, I get that. I think you're really challenging Cindy and I and or whoever sits in our chairs. Five business days. Well, that's 7 days prior to your meeting.
I understand. I mean, in the work that I do, we prepare packages for board meetings, and they don't get everything at one time. And so it's kind of how things are prepared. They may, over a week's period of time, get particular documents as they're finalized or as they're redrafted. So I understand that. But the point of it is merely to give the board members
ample
opportunity.
I don't think there's any question
review.
If that's what the need is. I think the biggest issue is when you're doing that and how much time you want to react, you know, and be able to ask questions. You know, again.
And that's basically it. And then having an opportunity to be able to actually
read,
get
answers. What if we go to a
Thursday
meeting? A Thursday meeting would, you know, with a Friday notes, that would work. I think that would work probably better.
So we move them to Thursday.
You get your agenda on Friday.
we get the agenda on Friday prior.
I don't think in this community, this board can meet on Wednesday nights.
No.
I just don't think. I mean, we've always tried
I
to
can't
stay away
on
from
Wednesday
nights. We've no. always tried to stay away from Wednesday.
That's
Wednesday.
A lot of
yeah. what's going on. Yeah.
Church
yeah,
stuff.
It's,
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's church. I mean, we've really, as a district, tried to stay away from
what
Wednesday.
What happened on Wednesday?
Church stuff.
Church.
Oh,
stuff.
Church. Hello.
Well, I'm a Sunday church guy.
Wednesday is for children and things like
that.
That's up to you guys.
That would be perfect.
That actually makes okay to me.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So, does that still hold as five business days then, or is that four? Or three?
We could. Yeah,
move to the Thursday. Do we need to change the policy as it is, or do you want to say the Friday before? If we're going to move our meetings, then we're saying we need that Friday before. I mean, does it have to be a certain amount of days?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a certain number of days.
You could just say the Friday before.
Yeah.
And move the day to
I think
Thursday?
That would be fine.
Yeah, we just say the Friday before.
You call so many special meetings, Jeff. I'm not sure when I'm supposed to be in town.
This pertains to regular meetings because that is a good point, though. I mean, if we get some of these ad hoc meetings, you know.
Yeah, Thursday would eliminate these ad hoc meetings. I would.
Well, no, we can have those on Mondays.
you want to hold him and not hit him?
Yeah, just say it, man. I know Wednesdays are out, but other than that, we've done Fridays. Those seem to
we've
be
done
okay.
morning meetings.
Yeah, that's
pretty morning meetings.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Well, how about we change that to the Friday before then, and then.
And so then, are we going to at this point change the rest of our meetings for the remainder of the year, or what are we going to do?
I think you have to. If
I think you have to if you want to. If that's what we want to do, we're going to have to move to Thursdays.
I need 5 days to think about that.
I don't. I only need 48 hours.
Guys,
so is this something we can put on the next board?
Yeah, let's put it. We're going to have to. We have to act on that.
Actually, I have to change my work.
Well, then we'll have to move on our schedule for the rest of our meetings as well.
Right.
To move those dates around. But that's obviously not going to work at Thanksgiving.
Right.
It could work well.
Well, you already moved
to
that.
Bring
you already
in a turkey.
Moved that. You moved November,
no,
you moved December.
I did, because I didn't want to go through the nightmare I had last year. So it won't work on Thanksgiving unless we're having it at your house.
Okay. You did that.
All right, so we'll draft that for next time, right?
All right.
And then the other one was...
just putting the impetus on the president. To get it done.
It's
get
7 o'clock is a little early to have a meeting.
Take it off
Hey, well, so far tonight, I'm not real thrilled on duties of the president.
What is that second part?
No, that's
it would
fine.
Put the impetus on getting it done on the president and taking it off the superintendent's shoulders.
Well,
I
got to be honest with you.
I think
most of that comes from the superintendent.
I understand that, but you would have to, as the current president. I don't know. Just
it's semantics. I mean,
I guess if you wouldn't, as the president, do it anyway and dump it back on the superintendent, it
delegate.
Wouldn't make any difference.
we don't dump.
No, we delegate.
I'm sorry, delegate.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we can change semantics, but really, I don't.
In 6 different districts that I've been in, that's never happened. It's always been the superintendent.
Yeah, really.
I know the one in Markshire and Worthington said that he did. So.
Can we just
the role of the superintendent, being what it is the business of the district.
Yeah,
right. I get that.
I mean, I don't. It's your business that's on the agenda, not mine.
And it's my butt if it's
right.
not on the agenda or it is or whatever.
Right. Correct. So I'm. Honestly, I'm okay with how it sits now.
I'd like to get this together.
No. Took me long enough just to read it. All right, so then can we push off for next time then just the
that's
just,
fine.
Just
that's
the,
fine, yeah.
the working the dates for our meetings coming up and I need to know if that's gonna be a conflict with people's work schedule moving to Thursdays.
I don't know, it will be, but
yeah. I'll make it work. But you know, to give us a little more breathing time, but I would like it later, actually. I'm coming out of Cincinnati on Thursday. Driving.
7:30?
8.
I heard that somewhere. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll debate it next
time.
Right. That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, that's the last thing I got on my list.
Does that mean we get out at 9?
No.
We start later and get out early.
Yeah, that usually happens.
Kind of like, and then we have a long lunch.
Yeah. It's like having a standing meeting. I'm going to take chairs away next time, so we'll have standing meetings. All right, well, we are going to move into executive session, so I'm going to open it up to you folks one more time if anybody wants to address the board at this time before we move into executive session, which I don't know how long will take, so if you want to wait around until we get back, that's certainly your business. No? Anybody want to?
We're going to come back and adjourn, right?
We're going to probably come back and talk about
retreat.
Yes, thank you. The retreat, real quick, schedule our retreat when we get back, and then we're going to go home. Okay. That should be the only business I see coming out of executive session. So, if there's no other business, then we move into executive session at 9 o'clock.
Second.
Move in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Brayden.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, we are in executive session. You just don't know it yet.